to be Daf Shavua, the Gabura. So let's go to the Chaveres. So today's sugya is a little bit of a Eimer HaMuzger, because it's a klalistika sugya in Sanhedrin, which is negaya to all of Sanhedrin, as opposed to the more specifics that we have been doing for the last, I would say, 3 or 4 weeks in intricacies of the various types of atfasa and the questions of stam nedarim lahachmer upirushin lahakel. This week's chabura is a iyun into a general question of not taking nedarim lightly. The Gemara on Daf Chaf says the following: Tana wa'ilam al tihi ragel b'nedarim. And the Gemara goes on to various things that Chazal felt were necessary to be mazer people prophylactically, that they should not end up in bad situations. So, not being margul yourself in a darm is a desired nihug. In other places, we find that it's not a nihug; it's an actually an iser. On the sugya of daftes, one of the core sugyas of the Dharam, where the Gemara talks about kinidrei rishayim, and the Gemara wanted to know whether or not this neder is chal. The Gemara has a language which says kol hanoider mikri rasha. So, various other places. In the same type of Hanaydar Kiyuga Banagama, that it's a surah, we'll see the language of the attitude.
Your audio is going in and out, and we don't hear you.
No, you hear me now. There was
I know I hear you, but
yeah, somebody called Pesach. That's what happened. When somebody calls in, it knocks the sound out for a second. So, the Chazal's attitude to these nihug of nedarim can either be senada sheinazach, or is it an iser? And let's see what the shittas of the rishonim focus on in terms of the Lamaisa, and let's see if there are exceptions to this klal. Taisvis Devar Maschal Altihi asks Akasha. The Gemara says there's a Mishnah which says Nidarim are a Siyag Leprishus. Siyag Leprishus is Mashma, that it's a good thing. Siyag Leprishus. Let's see the Taisvis. Small letters all the way on the bottom. I guess it's the bottom left. Siyag Leprishus. Al tiragel b'nedarim shesayvcha limol b'nedarim. V'yesh svarim degarsi shesayvcha limol b'shvus, which is in fact our girsa in our Shas Lefanenu, which obviously raises the question, why Nedarim and then Shavuos? Pirush, af b'Shavuos ha-chamuris, shekasem l'yinake. There is language in the Torah about Shavuos, which is even more chamur than Nedarim. In Nedarim, the language in the Torah is, Maitzos v'secho tishmoir. When it comes to, and there's also, obviously, bal yachal devaray. There's also bal ta'acher, and other forms of lav mushar are associated. But the Azara Chamura of Layanake is limited to Shavuos. So when the Gemara says "shesayf chalimo b'shuas," what it means is chas v'shalom, you're going to end up with the einish that shuas associate themselves with. Af b'shuas chamar sol minak v'yeshar under garcina behedya af b'shuas v'had amar. So Taisus asks the question that we alluded to. The Dharm Siyag Lepricious. Because here we see that Nidarim is a good thing. And for Taisis B'Shem Derach, the good thing is Kigayin Shanaydo Lakayim a Mitzvah, as we had in the Sugi that we learned, Be'ilin Eshna Perig Zu, Eshna Mitzvah Zu. So now we know one exception when a Nedarim is a desired thing. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Kav Gimel, alludes to this question too. And the Rambam has a interesting Arichas Lashon, which is Shalai Kedarka. Misha Nadin Nedarim Kedei Lechoinein De'aisav Lesakin Maisav Harei Zeh Zorav Meshubach. The Rambam says there is a class of Nedarim which are desirable. Somebody who was neither lechayin and deyosav ketsad kigain mishael zaylel. The man was had a taivas achila v'asral v'basar shana shnei taim mishael shaygi biyayin. Somebody was a drunkard v'asayan latsam bizman ruba ayosra shichlus lo'ilam. Where exactly these variations of the lashon of the Rambam are rooted in the sugya Nedarim Daf Dalet, Ligabe Shimnai Tzadik. Chemise Raida Shlamainim V'Niva Lahain V'Asal Atzmei Matanis Enias Anshe Medina Zu. Bribery and public officials. Chemise Mizgai B'Yayfiyai V'Nag B'Nazir K'yaitzim Daramilu Kulam Darach Avayda L'Shem Heim V'Daramilu K'yaitzim Emar Chacham Nedarim Siyag L'Precious. So the Rambam tells Avek that all these Nedarim are not only acceptable, the person who does so is Zariz Meshubach. However, in the Rambam in Halacha Dalet, Chavdal seems to cut it back a little bit. V'af b'shein avoida, Hashem, different Gersayis in the Rambam, in the, as you can see, in the Kesef Mishnah, not Gairus, the word Lashem, which is why it's in parentheses. Layar ba'adam nidri iser, v'layar gal atzmai behem. It's a desired thing, but don't do it too much. In other words, if you're a glutton, curb your gluttony without nedarim. Yifresh b'nedarim shor lifresh mehem. But lay neder, and the reason for that is because kol neder kilu banabama mav another mitzvah lahashal nidre kadesh li mikshul lefanov. So he seems to have a little bit of a tension here between Halacha Chaf Gimel and Halacha Chaf Dalet. In Kiryas Melech, which is Maran HaGaon Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Pirush on the Rambam, he addresses this question, and Reb Chaim says that the Makor of the Rambam is in our sugya of Daf Chaf of Al Tihi Rogel Afilu Benidrei Bar Mitzvah. We don't have the Kiryas Melech here. I didn't realize my video was not on the entire time. I apologize. Hold on. Let me straighten that out. Okay. I hope it's better now. So the Kiryas Melech, he says the Makayar of Al Tihi Rogel, Afilu Benidrei Dvar Mitzvah, the Makayar for the Rambam, is our sugya. Al Tihi Rogel B'davra Mutter, and not just in a neder, which is a davra aser. All these things which are related to Hilchos Deis, control them by yourself, Nedarim should be viewed as a last result, even inherently, they are something which is a good thing. The Rishonim go further with this. Taisus in Cholin, at the beginning of first sug in Cholin, Daf Beis Mebeis has a important principle here. Taisus asks Akasha, how can you say that there is a possibility of a chet attached to a neder v'im taibar? V'haksiv v'yida Yaakov neder v'ksiv esashna dalti ashalema. Two important psukim. One in the Torah, Yaakov Avinu no less, and the second, the Yonah HaNavi. We see that nedarim is a good thing. So Taisus introduces another carve-out in addition to the Nidre Isser, which the Rambam, as we said earlier, excuse me, treads around carefully. Is it mutter or not? And the Taisus says, Veshleimah, the Bashas Sara Shari. There's a heter Bashas Sara. The main brace is Rabba Vida Yaakov Neda Lamer, Lamer Ladiris Shi Nidrim Ve'is Sara. What is the definition of an Eis Sara? So Rabbeinu Ritva in the Sugin Daf Tes has Lashon, which will explain what the Dharma of Eis Sara are. Now, you may remember that there is a Shitas, a Machleks in the Rambam and the Ramban on Tefillah, whether it's the Raisa and Rabbanam, and the Shitas of Ramban is that tefillah is derabbanan, except there are several exceptions, one of them being Beis Sara. So we know that Beis Sara in the Beis Medrash Shel Ramban has a unique status to it. Comes along Ramban's Talmud, the Ritva, and he explains a kashlon hechad naminan dinadar aser v'alay mikra mali dibra kasav nidarei v'shalamay l'Hashem alekechem. So here we have a different pasuk. As you can see, there are various psukim in Tehillim, all of them which seem to indicate David HaMelech was saying that Nedarim is a good thing. And then the Ritva asks the Kashal B'Yakov Avinu V'Ksiv V'Yida Yakov Neder V'Lei Hav Nedava Ela Neder V'Ksiv Kol HaShatit Li Asa Esven Alach V'Ksiv V'Yida Yisrael Neder L'Hashem Im Nasein Titein. Says the Ritva, Taisus and Chol Nes is Kasha. He says the Shas Sar Shiny, and he brings a Medrash Rabba. Darinan Vayida Yaakov Ned Lema Lema Ledayrais Shu Nidrim Beis Sara Pirish Emu Chayle Oy Benayi Vikiyotzibay Mutar Loy Lemar Kach Vakach Et Lusidaka Emes Rape Oy Anatzel Misara Zu Zehi Nidrash Yaakov Nidrash Yisrael Lefish Ohi Vitzara.
Yeah, but his neder but Sarah was a good thing. He said, "I'm going to give tzedakah. I'm going to give miser."
Excellent kasha. That's what Taisus kasha is. That's what the Rishonim's kasha are. Yeah, so, what is the getter of this? When is it desirable, and when is it not? So, the Ritva seems that to tell you that anything based Sarah is a desirable thing, and it does not have any less of negativity attached to it. Not only that, says the Ritva, "Mitnei nogu mitzvahs mekaymer slitin tzedakayis v'shem and lamoy rosh hashanah mikapurim bovad yushayay medin shesifra chayim psuchal afanov v'av eis sara v'hichach neidrin kdei linatzal menadin u'mishlamon l'machrasay la'alt." Okay, and then Ritva goes further. It's very interesting here. He says, "Yushayay medin." It's Eis Sara for everybody, obviously, because you got to be able to live. Interesting, with Rosh Hashanah to Tzareis Mitzvah, to Yom Kippur, you got to pay Matzah Yom Kippur, you have to pay up the Mafta Yoyin pledge right away. Okay, You don't do it in a day when everybody comes to shul. The Rishonim's problem, as you can see from the Ritva's Hadgash on the altar, is that we don't want to create a neder which will end up being subject to Balta Achar. You'll be violative of Balta Achar. So what do you do? So when it comes to the Dharm based Tzara, including the Dharm of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there we already established that the lashon of the ritual is Shenayvin La'altar. Goyvin La'altar. In the case of, trying to get my charger pointed here. In the case of Seris Mechuva, you pay La'altar, Yom Kippur. What about Shabbos? So the Ritva discusses how we want to make sure that this is done on every Shabbos, so we set up a system to make sure that we get the Gvia. Excuse me one second, I'm trying to position the camera in a way that can be seen. Okay, so we therefore have created ourselves now L'fi L'shainas of the Rishainim, two safe harbors in cases that Nedarim are not only acceptable, but could be good. One is the Rambam is weaving between the lines of what's okay and what's not when it comes to the Nidrei Isser as helpful in a person's struggle with certain deis ra'ois. If you're a shikr, you go to AA. In the case of a Torah Jew, if he makes a neder not to drink wine, that's an acceptable one. But even there, the Rambam is not fully happy with it. And then there's nedarim, which involve money, and the shyness both in Taisis and Cholna and the Ritva is the nedarim be'ez sara are not only acceptable, they're encouraged. They frequently create Baal Ta'acha problems that we take care of with setting up systems which speak to that. The Machaber and Shulchan Aruch Yodea, Simon Reish Gimel, brings the Isser of Nedarim. Second, please. And he passes the following thing. Al tihi rogel b'nedarim. Kol hanoider l'tzedaka. Somebody who makes a neder. Don't make nidarim. However, the Mechaber goes on to give you the safe harbors. Because not paying the neder is worse than not doing it at all. The Rishonim expand on this issue. The Radvaz in Chelek Gimel Siman Tov Mem Aleph was asked, how do we make nedarim l'tzedakah beis haknesses? So he explains here, before we go through Advaz, let's see the safe harbor of the... No, you're on the right page. Let's go to Sif Zayin of how the Mechaber deals with the Rambam. Mishnah Darim K'day L'chayin. The Yosef, this is all the Lashon of Rambam. The entire Lashon of the Mechaber all the way down here is Lashon of Rambam. In both Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, so the Mechaber paskins the Rambam Kitsu Rasa without any reasons to be mistaic from this, as long as you are makayim the tension between the positive language in Chaf Gimel and the admonitory language in Halacha of Daled. In Halacha Vav previously, the Rambam tells you that you can be neither Eschem Eschem Mishnezu, and then Halacha Hey, previously to that, the Mechaber Paskins, the Halacha that we mentioned earlier, which is the Taisus and Kulin, that Be'ei Sara Mutter Glindar. The Baragailas Tzion to the Halacha of the Halacha Hey is Taisus Resh Kulin. Mehadar Rikon Neder. Rabbah, the Baragela brings a lashon which we haven't yet seen. This exact lashon, Rabbi Yaakov Neda Lamer. Lamer means the Dairoth, it's Beisara. So now we have another Maamar Chazal, Nifsak and Shulchan Aruch HaRechayim. The Radvaz was asked, "What's the mechanism for Neidrin Tzedakah beBeis HaKnesses?" And Ravaz says, not such a kasha. He says, a tzedakah, a person is mechuyev to give anyway. So therefore, there's no reason not to establish a mechanism and you do it be'eis tzara. That's the mechayev of tzedakah in any case. And then he says, the nisayon of the chanunin of bezais, which is inherent in tzedakah, allows you to be menaseh the rabbanu shalaylam. If you can be menaseh the darim shalaylam, kol shkein, which is really contra to beferish pasuk natar of like tenasun of the shem alekechem, if you can be menaseh the rabbanu shalaylam, kol shkein that it is mutter to be menader. Let's go to this Radvaz, Rav Pesach. So the Shailin Radvaz, what is the structure and the need for a Nedel Tzedakah? So the lesson that is negated to us here, Kabonis, or you are entering into a new Chiyuv. Nidva is a different sugya. Eshnevari Perigzu Dafchas, a different sugya. But here we're talking about Tzedakah, mitzvah. So ask the Radvaz, L'chayra, any Nedel or Tzedakah should be similar to something that you already mechuyev. You're not entering into a new thing. When I enter Nishbal and Kaimus a mitzvah, L'zuzi Nafshe, so you already have a Chiyuv Tzedakah. Says the Radvaz, L'fichach, Imraya Atzmei Mishrashal Mitzvah Tzedakah, Mitzvah alayna lema reya lecha kafka kachal tzedakah de lezaris atzmai. Layacha lagzbay ashiyamar hare zul de tzedakah. Imraya atzmai zaris vniskar mitzvah tzedakah as taiv lashit and isa balay kabalas nether ein dova. Ramesha was asked this shaila, and he's mayrachit not in Igris Maisha. He was Ma'izmarach in Sefer Dibrish Moshe in a Ha'ara. He was asked, what is the business with schnuddering at Elias? How are we allowed to do that, not violative of the negative language, the Rambam, and the Rishonim? So if you take a look at it, is how he answers. He has two problems. First of all, what about the Isurim of Neder? And the second problem is, what about the Baal Tachar? Now, both of these were addressed, of course, as we saw in the Rishonim. Both for aniyim and for the shul budget. The entire structure of schnuddering in shul is the eslas l'shem alach. Then he says, as the Ritva said, some chomash yitvu hagavoyim are shulachain ein lachosh l'shikha. Lachosh chazara. Why? This neder was done by Rabin, and therefore it's reasonable to assume that it's going to be Mekuyim, especially since we have a structure of the Gabayim, to Yitvuai Gabayim. Scroll down a bit. Shalchein alachas shikas of Gamei alachas lechazara. Freeze. Nehabusha. Ach shadara leit shikh nidav asalem b'lash neder. And the Ramesha goes on to remain on these two parallel tracks. Rabbi Sternbach and Chulis van Hugges Chelik Beis was asked, if a person says Bli Neder, is that worth anything? So he says, not too much. Nagu etzlenu, Pekol Eile Echel Tarek Nevnele Kilo Lerma Milim Bli Neder Matana, Vatan Kadei Shlach Shal Yitzin Neder, Aval Daiti Gamzel Yitzanim Dei Michshal. Shari Shadabar, Daf Shemar Bli Neder, Lecher Ein Kan Shom Ischaivus, Gemaril Punin Shish Bzein Lem Shom Ischaivus, Aval Nira Daf Shem Kan Neder, Mashtemrich says there's two parallel dinim going on at the same time. There's a din of neder, and there's a din of a schayvus l'tzedakah. Ainachinami saying the words blade neder may not 100% sure either, but maybe masli you from the isra of neder, but it doesn't take you out of the schayvus l'tzedakah, which is noiveya from the pasuk kol yaitzei mipiv yaseh, sends you to his Sefer in the Torah, says v'chenze, scroll down, matanish makab latsa bli neder, ain't kan neder, avol eschayvus l'gvayish kan, free, life is not free. Can't go around saying, I'm going to do good things and not do them. Maybe you are exempting yourself. And Ma'oyed, he says, in the Tar Sadarim, in an Erev Rosh Hashanah, we specifically say, I'm being mevatel, both retroactively, and makan labo, all nedarim. That none of these languages that you think are exempting you helps you here. It makes it into a deraisa. And therefore, he says, I change the nusach of my shul. Maybe it helps. What a chiddush. And he comes up with we'll end with this, comes up with a tremendous eitzah. He says, he went too far. He says, I don't need noyeg. Right there. With my lot says ages from Pesach Center, please. Right column. Freeze it now, please. Liskais I de achar avor ilush is chayvul basic nesses matan of lay nasno. Beautiful. He says the person of Mishayev a matan of basic nesses, but they didn't give. So how do I get them off? He says, I'm a zakir kesa b'shul kol ha-noidrim. The far yikr is chayvus mas b'kolech and puta. Yikr is chayvus, I'm not sure if you said a specific number how that works, but he said the yikr is chayvus is really enough, any type of amount, even a pruta. So ndav matanav dav dav b'kach, v'achach l'sham avur chaveroi, and your mezaka, and I take everybody off by having a central fund which takes care of all the nedarim that were done in this mid medrash. Some a third party can pay for you. A beautiful thing. We need the royal lasses. What a chiddush! What a chiddush! A central fund which is designed to take all the Dharma Davis tzedakah off the hook, even if you don't pay. And he brings from the Sefer Kol Nidre that another place can say that even B'li Neder Taka doesn't work in all cases. You have to have a kiyum of your work. It may help for the etzem iser of nether, but doesn't help for the ischaibs. Several sheetahs to this in the Achrayim Shalvah, B'shem Rabbi Yashiv. That's time for the secret by Sai. A little bit of a Maimer HaMuzgar, Dikasugya. We'll see you in Mitzvah next week. Everybody have a Freilich and Purim. Thank you to Yedidi Rav Pesach, who has always managed the process B'tuv Tam V'Das, Yashu Kechach. Gotta go.
We have a big problem. It will take, my fault. I should have thought about this. But I didn't. I didn't realize. I thought June was far away. So I made a mistake. And now we're stuck. We're stuck. And I'll talk to you. Look here, at the best, assume we can keep this, which I'm not sure. We got an Ellie problem.
Okay. Why do you think?
Because it was the Takanas weddings are much more sought than the Lake Terrace wedding. You know? So this may cost me 10 grand. I'm not stupid. I don't that was kind of helpful. The comments are not helpful now. It's very, I know. I don't told you 1,000 times. I got it. I will take care of it. But all for a reason. Do you see my glasses? Where could I go? No, don't, no, thank you. Just not allow in a rush. Don't go out the door, please. I had mine here anywhere. Yeah. Oh, if you're sitting on that thing, can you please load the Fidelity Pro on my new computer and conceived to Microsoft Word is there. Can you just transfer this? Can you see, get everything on the new computer? Mommy! Thank you. It's too small, but what can I do? I know, just go. Shrek! Are you willing to spend $10,000 for a like terrace wedding? No, no reason to do that. But that was stuck in a later date. Which means he has to go to jail in the middle of the Shabbos. Oh, great. Go up to the front and pull back in. Bastards, arrogant bastards. Arrogant bastards. Get these trucks out of here. People work here. Arrogant bastard. Who goes after the Baal Simcha? So, oh, good morning. Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Thank you for coming. Are we slightly pushed off to the side? I think so. Can you do me a favor? Let's center it a little bit. We don't usually sit over here in the middle. Yes. Okay, so push the table down a little bit. Oh, I had to push it down this way, Ty. Do it.
All right. Well, that's pretty good.
I think I need side. I need to place some of those service. We have biggest problems. What?
Right.
Yeah. And you want to donate to whom? Okay, everybody, say.
Morning.
Thanks to my erstwhile. Today looking at a Purim for the last Monday and Tuesday. We'll want to insert so we'll have to work out the timing. We will have Wednesday and Thursday will be two Mechias symbolic as a motif. It's who are swirling around us. Yesterday I mentioned to the Olam on Shabbos, a little bit of Motz Shabbos, a Dover Frikanti will be discussing whether there is the possibility of having a Molek in the world today, and the Shilas of Bas and Cherev. Hold on 1 second. Who do you want to donate it to? Us?
Here, us.
Let me see. Let me see it. Maybe I'll ask one for myself.
Let's be seen.
How many do you have? You have,
I have enough.
You have enough? I'll take one. Beautiful liquid. Liquid of all the from Sefer Drushes and just voracious.
No, he's only just finished with it.
Just Parshas Noyeh?
No.
How many volumes are there?
5 volumes.
Oh, wow.
It's
creation. Ooh.
Last one.
Wow. Let's go. First person has to go tonight. So doesn't have it. If you have an extra one, you'll bring tomorrow in the car? Yeah, I think it's a valuable thing to have for certainly for a magazine, because from Cypher, he's Ain Lapel. Okay, so get it down here on your thing. There. And we saw you're going to bring two more sets.
Why,
oh, at least one more set for the Eitzer. For the Kyle Eitzer.
Yeah, so that's
one. Yeah, but either, I don't know. It's their call if they want to keep it downstairs or here. That's their call. No, you don't. You don't. You only need one. You only need one. But they have to have one. Sorry, but I said I'm working here on some beautiful farm donated by Yudane Abraham. The one connecting to the Mechaber is, but most friend. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak, today's shir is on Purim Mishulash. I don't know if you're learning, but I sent out the Mar Mekaymus. We're going to be doing that in Purim. So anyway, I just he said to the Eilim and Dover Bikanti, we'll be discussing either a Molek Bismanenu and what the king of a Molek Bismanenu might be, the Chulu, Dvaram, the stuff. And it just struck me as I learned with the Eilim. A Yalkut, Parshas B'Shalach, it has the following language that I mentioned last night to the Matzah Shabbos Chabura, that there was a beautiful conversation between two Shane Eden, two Shane Goyim. One's name was Amalek, and the other one's name was Eliphaz. And Amalek asked Eliphaz, you got these Jewish cousins here, you know, the Feta Yaakov's children, how do we deal with them? And Eliphaz answered to him, Klai Yisrael be Yerush Boz, Eilam Hazan, Eilam Abba. And therefore, do whatever you can to become close to them. Serve as their bathhouse attendants. Do anything you can, because they're the winners of the eternal struggle, both in Gashris and Ruchnias. V'ulay Asa Zais, V'halak V'hichrev is Kolom Kulay. Eliphaz's son, Amalek, went on to become Amalek. That kind of lesson of Yalkut pointed out that Eliphaz is denoted as Eliphaz Hatemoni. Eliphaz lived in Yemen. So I said we'll discuss in the course of the week whether the boss of Saravil, Bilbo's Kol Olam, is taken as Allah Psuka, what the Yunam on this are, what the Machlek is in the Rishayim Achrener about this. But I said it stands to reason, even if there was a Bilbo, some of the original inhabitants of every place, Stama, were there or came back to there, and Eliphaz is described as a Taimani from Taimon. So you see, the Yemenites is where Amalek originally lived. Chutis, that's where Amalek originally lived. Let's talk about the unique construct of Purim this year. There are two aspects. As I said, I'm pretty sure Rabbi Lodzinski will discuss Hilchos Purim on this Friday, which is the day of the Klaritz. And then, of course, there is the fascinating question of Purim Shulich, which is the day in Eretz Yisrael. When I raised this with the rabbis, well, Shabbos, I said, we're discussing what to speak. I said, this year, Purim Shulich. He says, not a game of Klaritz. I said, first of all, Tayrihi, what? Of course. This year is Purim Shulish, because Shushan Purim in Yerushalayim is on Shabbos. Happened on Sunday, big question, big shalom, mechleks in the paiskim. It's not a gate to us because Sunday, other than Tachnun, is a regular day. We'll take a little. I don't know. Why you ask him why he's here? You have two?
I have one.
He'll bring one tomorrow, so give it to him first. You have to know if they want to take it. Yeah, fine. So give him the break. It's here also. Sorry, everybody said, sorry to take your time. Give him the first volume. You can put it either downstairs or upstairs. Your call. So why? So Purim Mishulish is negayah in Chutz Laretz, legabe Purim on Friday, not Purim Mishulish. Everybody says, "What do you mean?" There's a pesuk where he wrote in. There are shilas on Purim. So I would say there's one very obvious one, and that is whether you say Tachnun on Sunday, which everybody's already weighing in with their own private pesukim. But there is a major machlekes in the, I wouldn't know, say, Paiskim, in Minhagim, about whether there's Purim is Tachon is said on Sunday in Chutz Laretz, and obviously in Yerushalayim it's not. And the second question is here in Chutz Laretz is of the tiniest on Friday. But I'm pretty sure he's going to want to talk about that. So I'll just give you the Rashi Prakim of the question. And the question is, what exactly is the procedure for the Suda of Friday? Everybody knows a Ramah. The Megan last place to sit on Shabbos. How early Shabbos Friday? How early is Shabbos? Well, you can't make it too early, then that's a 7:20, 7:17. I'm reading this Purim. Today was 7:20, so it'll be a little earlier, 7:17. It's a little clock change. It really increases the scheduling problem from Purim Shachal to Friday, because now we have this extra problem with the day being an hour shorter on the start time. Now you'll say it's an hour longer on the end time, but so we'll see, because there are three basic questions that on the game, Chutz Laretz and Purim Shachal Friday. Question number one He doesn't have this problem. Why doesn't he have this problem? Because we'll go through now the basics of Purim Shlosh in a moment. Just to I have Baruch Hashem, I have a Purim Shlosh in person. He can answer you all that we can spar about the various different menhagim coming up here between Rav Diskin and everybody else. But here in Chusar, let's finish the basic Shas Chusar. So again, now somebody asked me another shayla. Oh, you may must tutmin. Not to be able to do shachmanis is here. Yes, it's a downer for the children because the scheduling is so tight. True. We can talk about mikra dinei shachmanis, everybody knows the yaitzah with the minimum and all that. But somebody started asking me shaylas, which I'm sure Rav Disney can address too, because he published in the last Yeshua in the Kuntos on shachmanis, which we can discuss in the course of the week. Is there any way to be yaitzah shachmanis? Maybe this year it's more important somehow by sending it early through Shliach. I shlach by sending it Federal Express, Rabbi Say. What do you say, Yitzchak? And it arrives on Friday morning. Federal Express! No, Rabbi Say, Mazak dir. Snyder, what are the shilas? Why not? Who delivered it? Who delivers it? A guy! Yes, shlichus nachri. Nachri is about shlichus. Machlekes in the paiskim. Lechumra, lekula. And shlichus begai. Everybody's already peckling ice there. Their chayshem mishpat knowledge. Okay, that's a shayla. So various eitzes were discussed. The Federal Express comes and you call up the guy, the mikabel. And you tell the guy in the house to be zeichet from the guy, to give it to him. It's his kid, it's his wife. It starts getting very unwieldy and very complicated, but it's certainly something to discuss. And it's nice for halacha. That's a question that came up. Mm-hmm. So here's the shaila. 1 second. In a regular year, Matanaslav which the Ikara Din should be given out. Obviously, we'll talk about how it's given time here. I guess I should have disclosed this several times. I disclosed in the email that I had a session at the clock change time. It's true that, everybody told me tell him early and all that. I tried, but it doesn't solve the problem that until a few minutes before 7. So telling him in advance wouldn't have helped. Kids, I negotiated that he's going to come on at 12:30 this week. We'll discuss next week. We have three more right away. And when did they change the clock? After the Seder? After the place? Now I think it's all right. No? When did they change it? When?
Yeah.
Change of the clock in Israel. So the Seder is an hour later, technically?
What's it? So it's 4 days.
Oh, won't be on this right. Okay, so we'll have to come up with the eighth of next week. Good catch. Okay. So the question here is, yeah, I think we had the same, trying to think, we may have had this problem before, and we put at the time, I'm trying to get somebody live, but at the time we put on a tape, and I told the Rav that he was uniquely teaching Torah at the same time he was drunk. So that was a chidah. How could you get credit from Talmud Torah while you're being drunk? The answer is you put a tape on if you're a person teaching Torah, you have a video while you're drunk. How do you say that? Okay, so those are the three questions on the so Matanaslav Yainim. You can be Mekayim all the way through till the end of Sukkot, to the end of Purim. In fact, Matoshim should be given that day. Mikra Din, people give it earlier, but it has to be Nizke Mikra Din that day, and it has to be cash that's usable for Sudas Purim. We'll talk about Yerushalayim Dikah Matoshim Yainim, but is there any difference in Matoshim Yainim this year than again to Purim Shechal Friday? Only the fact that it really everything has to be done as early as possible, as early as possible. Because the Suda, L'chaira, this is something which I was thinking about yesterday, L'chaira, when you end the Suda, that's the Matanos L'Yayinim Yogi. It used to be I used to have a big business of last minute matanos l'gerayim. People used to come to me, and I had a person in Eretz Yisrael. I even had a person in Yerushalayim. So I was able to take care of their matanos for people. Matanos l'gerayim. People forget to tell the chomer. You know, it's hard to believe. People forget matanos l'gerayim. So they come to you, and I said, I have no problem, because here the suda may be coming to an end, and you really have a shaila if you could use the matanos l'gerayim. It's not going to be royal or suda. Let's say a guy shows up at 6 o'clock in the afternoon here, whatever. So what I would do is I would send it there to Shul and to Shalayim, because they have an extra whole day. There's lechayri, it could be matayim. What?
It's a long day.
I said it's not true. It's not so pushed, because you are giving to someone who has a theme suda that day. It has to be given to Yerushalmi. But Yerushalach and Tanis Noglaim have to be usable for a Suda. That's a Gemara's kasha. Neil said, why can't you just use it? Why can't you use Sachmanis from Tanis Noglaim? Gemara's kasha. And Megillah Davav. And that's what the Gemara says. Achlefa Suda Sayo Badadi. Back there on the kasha. Why can't you become the same thing at the same time? Excellent question. But I'm not going now into that, because that'll take us into a long diversion. I'm just sparring with Parkov here. If the Yevit, someone forgot Matanis Lev Yainim, can you do a pickup, an Israeli pickup? And believe me, I went to this halacha, and the answer is yes, you could, because you have a chiv of Sudas Purim on Tetzvav, and I'm giving you money for your Sudas Purim. What? So you'll say that your chiv, your Purim is only in your Dalit. So how did it work? Teretz is, do we go bus of the nice saying, do we go bus of the Shabbos, the island, the Paiskev? I can't hear you, Pesach. You have to be a little clearer, because you're not coming clear across on the speaker. Go ahead. No? What's this question? So that's only as his kasha. If you, your Dalit, your Purim is your Dalit. So I could be Yitzah on somebody else's Tesvav. This is a Ben Karach. This is a Ben Karach. Shahalach to a Muk of Chaima. What's the Alacha? Which Purim is Chal on you? Are you travel to Eretz Yisrael? Now today I can travel electronically to Eretz Yisrael. Couldn't do a B'Mesazel. Okay. You said the other way, I hear. Let's go now to Purim and Mishul. So those are the three questions which in the course of the week will be discussed. I don't want to jump ahead of the president. I don't want to jump ahead of the rep in front of Rabbi Dinsky, because he worked very hard on a quintus on Erev on Pesach, Purim Shechalma Friday. But I'm identifying the major issues. The timing of the Suda, is there a Hischa Beheter, Ramasa Shachris? Everybody agrees that you got to start before Chatzais. Why before Chatzais? Why not before Tesha Shois? Why is that good enough? And the minhag Yisrael is to go with early. Do you have to finish before Chatzais? You want to machmer on that? Legavi Shabbos. How do you handle the shikras? What happens if you're shikred and you can't daven mincha? What happens if you're shikred and you can't daven ma'ariv? Oh, so you have to daven mincha before, which means you really can't start to suit in shachris. Yeah, actually, new guy, stop with it. Listen, how could you start to suit in shachris if you're starting? If you have to daven mincha first? Big problem. That's the tension for this week, which has to be worked out halachically in the course of this week. Let's talk about Purim Mishulsh. Let's go to the, if you can please, Paris Mapa. Paris Mapa is Paris Mapa l'chadchila. Paris Mapa b'di'eved. The Paiskim are happy with Paris Mapa. And even if you the din of Paris Mapa, hold on. Even if the din is Paris Mapa, are you telling me Paris Mapa works b'shikus? How does Paris Mapa solve the shikras problem? No, Paris Mapa is before when Shabbos comes in at 6 o'clock. So if you're drinking at 4 and you're drinking the other, so somebody let somebody else make kiddush. What level of what's the word, sentient? What if you're sentient? What level of sentiency do you have to be executed? You're high. I raised this question yesterday at the Suda with my boy. You're high. Are you executed? So they said, but you've never been high before, so you don't even know what that means. I said, well, I don't know. If you're You took a couple of, what do they call those things now the kids have here in various, those, what do they call it? Yeah, gummies. You know, they have them in the, you're so far from this, you don't even understand what's going on. You have anybody in Tom's River or whatever? Nah. You got. What happens if you're high? Are you to Kiddush by side? You to Krishna? What's up here? Tyler for Rabbi Weiss. You took a couple of these marijuana cakes, which they now have here in Lakewood. You know you can get them. See, there's two types of shgachas. There's a shgacha on the cake. You have to have shgacha on the cake. It should be Pas Yisrael, we all know. It also has to be a shgacha on the main ingredient. Yes, absolutely. Cannabis liquor. Shgacha. But this Lubishtein has famously issued a psak many several years ago that it's kosher lePesach. Let's go back to the sources here now. Now that we finished our for laying down the shilas of Purim. So the strangely enough, the Purim is the only yontif which has all sorts of various dates, and the Gemara discusses vehemently against what Pesach. What? He was against, he called the usher to use marijuana in all circumstances? Okay, now we have a subject for a shiur. You can ask him when he comes on. We'll ask him various shaylos b'negeya to Purim Shekhal the Friday. We'll have to find out. There's a discussion here on the floor. Why did the Rosh Hashanah ask for it? Okay, B'kitzer, the Gemara talks about exactly our case. Chalios, Yudalid Ba'odar, little Be'erev Shabbos. Chalios Be'erev Shabbos. The last line, where is it? Chalios Be'erev Shabbos. Three lines into the Gemara. You see that? Kate said. And the Gemara goes through the 5 days that Purim can possibly be. Yudalid, Yudbez, Yudgimel, Yudalid, Tezvav. After Tezvav, it's Chal Isser of what? No, Rabbi Sai. Pasuk in the Megillah. Well, that's the Pasuk which proscribes not going past Tezvav. Rabbi Sai, I'm giving you a little bit of a teaser for this week's night shiur and maybe even on Wednesday on the site of Mechias Amalek. I went through some of the questions when they get to the war or not. The 75,000 people who were killed, B'chol Medina Samalech. How many people were killed in Shushan? New Rabbi Sai. How many people were killed in Shushan? Perish Shukim, you gotta know Perish Shukim. How many? 800. Excellent. 500 the first time, 300 the second time. Who were the 500? Who were the 300? What do we need another day for? And it was a special, specific request for Saris Bnei Haman Yisrael Eitz. Well, what then is that? Fascinating questions, not so much focused on, and we're going to be discussing that mitzvah this week. Back to this. So the Gemara says, Chaliyah Bar of Shabbos. You missed the line for this Pesach, one line earlier. Kfar Magdim Liyam Knisa. What day is Yom Knisa when the Taner of Shabbos? Thursday. Purim comes on Thursday. Hayaris Gedela Sumukafais Chaima, which is New York and Yerushalayim. I used to use New York as Molam Mayim. Now I'm using Lakewood. Lakewood and Yerushalayim. Kair Maybayayim. Alash Nathan Gemara. Says the Taisus Yanta. Since Shabbos, you can't be carried to Megillah. So what do we do for Yerushalayim? Mukafais Chaima. How could that be? We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Courtesy of Rabbah. So what do we do? Tashyantav asks a very pikanti zukhazach. He says, if you look into the Mishnah Sukkah, the calendar was jiggered, so Yom Kippur cannot fall out on Sunday. Right? And we also know that Kippur cannot come out on Friday. So he says, this is only Shayach, Chalios b'Shabbos, and when they were Mekadosh al pi Riyah, which we were stuck with the Riyah, and there's no moving of the calendar, which was a takana of Hillel, later, and many, many hundreds of years later, in the third century, later Amora. Before then, Aria, we don't know exactly when Aria stopped. Sometime in Babel, it was still being Mekadesh, and there was a long sugis and shas about this. The Imlay Cain says the Tais Yantiv, a brilliant chap, Kishiyachol Purim b'Shabbos, everything about Shabbos. Tais Yantiv tells you, I'll repeat the calendar structure, if it would be true that Purim will chal on Shabbos, and Kippur will be Erev Shabbos, the Chaim Pasuk Amagid, Bergal Mochus Megillah, and this we cannot countenance, and therefore, I'll repeat our calendar, it can't be, Purim cannot be in Shabbos. That means Purim Yudalid can't be in Shabbos. But Purim Yudalid can be on Friday. Purim Yudalid, of course, can be on Sunday. And the big problem is Yerushalayim. Purim the Mekafin, how do we handle this? Says the Gemara. Amar Avishul ben Levi, Purim Shechal Yais B'Shabbos, Shailin V'Darshan ben Yonai Shliyai. Vas Meintas. That's true. That's this year. So the Haley Yar, Erev Pesach, the Tzar B'Tavis on Friday, the Gemara and Erev Daf Mem. Purim on Erev Shabbos, Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet and the Daf Hey. Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, two Sugisim Sech Sepsachim, which you will be hearing about a lot. Back to this. Frank de Marakasha, my Priya, full Yantav Nami. What if we're focusing on Purim? What about the chiyuv of Shail of Adarshan B'yana Shalyayim on Yantav itself? The Tanya Maishchiklan Yisrael Shishol Adarshan B'yana Shalyayim Al-Kupap B'chad 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 The Gemara says, Purim it's Rikhalay. The Kish is Purim. Mayo Nigzer B'shum D'Rama Kamash B'lan Nishtazai. What do you mean? What about Rabba? We're Oikin and Megillah. Says Rashi, what does that mean? So what that means is, it's a required knowledge of how it worked in the time of Chazal. They didn't have books. They didn't have written cloths. How many people had enough money to buy these? And the Teresh Miksav, the Sefer Torah, was unscrolled, read from. They're going to Vitcha Macharai, and then Rav gave a shiur on Gnevas, this is the sugya's in the Daf Yomi now. Rav gave a shiur on kidnapping, Umuchari Mas Yumas. And since nobody was able to necessarily understand Rav so pashut, so what do? They had somebody called a Turgaman. And the Turgaman served three purposes. A translator. He translated it, if the shiur was given in Lashon Kodesh, I guess, then it was translated into Aramaic, or whatever the lingua franca of the particular place was, whatever dialect it was. Second, the Metargame explained what the Rav had gezocht. Everybody off their phones now, please, everybody say. Your phones you can do elsewhere. The Metargame explained what the Rav had gezocht. Third, he acted as an amplifying system. Okay, those are the three jobs of a Metargame. Couldn't hear him. There was no microphones. So his voice was louder. It was somebody was a Amira who was younger. Rav Ukma Amira, and he was Dairish through this Amira. Okay, so Rashi says they would take the Megillah and they would be Dairish it. The Layavar, what does Layavar mean? Can't I put him into Zion? What does it mean? Why? That you'll hear this week. Mishum de Rabba, I'm not sure what that means. Mishum de Rabba, the Gazal Kamam, the Kriyas Megillah, Shem Yarmen, Arba, Mishus, Rabba, Afkan, Gazal, Drasha, to Kriya. You're not allowed to be Dairish to Megillah because maybe you're going to come to be Kairit, and if you're going to be Kairit, you need a Bakriya, and the Bakriya has to have the Megillah, and then end up with Xeri de Rabba. So Gemara says, Kamashman, we're not. Adkan, Sugisa Gemara, which tells you that there should be such a gezerah, but we're not. Rabbi Yosef answers another teretz. Go down to the scroll down here. The Gemara asks this question: Megillah Shabbos, my time alone.
Amar Rabba, go down Pesach so everyone can see and try to keep the Rashi we have read in Daled Amos in the screen. No, quickly, quickly. Arab Pesach, Machmira, scroll down so that everyone can see the Gemara.
I'm fine here, even if I'm coming on late. I still got clear on the cover. Amar Rabba. Megillah B'Shabbos, late Kriyan. They didn't get the Rashi. Late time. Amar Rabba. I come across Megillah. 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 No, freeze. We'll get the Rashi. I come across Megillah. 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 First of all, Rashi talks about how the scope of the Gzera, which we won't go into now. Nisoyis lemikra Megillah kavu matanas miyami yafshem b'shem. If you got Rashi, the pshat the Gemara is the reason we can't have mikra Megillah on Shabbos has nothing necessarily to do with the Zayin Rabba. Yosef is Yabba's Rapplukta and he always chaluk with him. That's not true. The reason why mikra Megillah is suspended on Shabbos because that's when the cash is given out. Why is that? Because that's where everybody's dear is a knufya. And therefore, as we learned in the Daf HaShavuah here, you're making a daddy and daddy, you got to pay it right away. And the Gabayim will take your money. On Purim is another reason for the way. So there, Yitzchak gives an adama to the honey, goes, takes the money, goes where? To the whatever it is, the gourmet glut. And he buys the food, which is ready on Purim, for Sudas Purim. That's the site of the Takana of Matanas Levyayim. And therefore, the money has to be usable on that day. Shabbos, whole thing would come to a screeching halt. So
that's what the
Arkansas says about. So I'm holding in the Gemara, and you're jumping 2,000 years later. I will get to the Achranim in a moment. Thank you very much, Pesach. Just give me 5 minutes to go through the basic Rishonim, and then we'll come to the Achranim, and I will ask you to please tell the Eilim what the Aruch Shulchan says. Okay, so in Bavli, we don't know exactly what do you do in Purim Shechal B'Shabbos. We know there's no Mikra Megillah. So when is the Mikra Megillah? Is the Mikra Megillah this Friday? Sunday? Monday? Thursday? Yom HaKnisa? Gemara doesn't tell us yet. But did the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi discusses through this Purim. Yerushalmi, born here on page 2, says, Nesudas Purim Ma'achren V'loim Magdim. V'loim Magdim V'loim Ma'achren. Kris Megillah V'chum Shkolim Magdim V'loim Ma'achren. Sudas Rosh Chodesh V'sudas Purim Ma'achren V'loim Magdim. Sudas Chodesh is the day of the Moilid. Sudas Purim and Chal that we know from Shaul. So it's Purim Mechal B'Shabbos Ma'achron La'achar Shabbos Lasis Esuda Levin Dima. Why? Why? So, Frank to Marakasha, before you get to whether you're Ma'achron or Magdima, why not do it on Shabbos? So Yerushalmi has a totally different approach. The Yasoisim B'Shabbos, give me yellow in the next segment. A whole new drasha, which you were not aware of, Rabbi Sai. You were not aware of this unless you learn, no phones, unless you learn Dafyevi Rishalmi, which the Ilam is learning. Here, you're not up to Megillah yet, probably. He says, I don't know what you're up to. Last I see my Mr. Simcha, Esha Simchosai Tului Bebestin, Yotzes Esha Simchosai Tului Bedeshamayim, as usual. What this means is mysterious, but the Pnei Poysha has a pshat, and he says, "Eshem chotli bezin lemi mei mishtav esimcha v'aisin yam hukva yidei shekim v'yam lasis v'yidalin v'aisin daris kim l'kaf." Who says that that's v'yidalin? Teretz is, Chazal on that dair, in the dair of Esther, they had, al pi v'chakadosh deo masakin on v'yidalin, but it was still a takana, because it didn't exist before. All that existed, not tied to the specific subsequent event that happened
You're in Golden Global. That's not what happened. Shabbos was faced with Mebrachis, and therefore it's a different construct. That's the run. Memela says the Kolboy that we don't make Sudas Purim on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, or theoretically it would call a Chutz Laretz, because of the Mitzvah Sayyayim. The first Mitzvah of the Yayim is the Kolboy Sayyayim, the Shtet Fershta, and then in Babli, and the second Mitzvah Sayyayim is Shloach Manas. Rabbi Sai, Shloach Manas is also a problem. Kolboy, go down. Who the Mitzvah Sayyayim for Kolboy is? The whole plunder in places like Kishoren. Shabbos Purim Shchalis B'Shabbos Ma'achronais Ma'adimet Tam Shnei Sim B'Shabbos Blon Matzal Kiyumei B'Shloach Manis. Doesn't say Matzal B'Yayinim. Then he brings the drasha from the Yerushalmi. But after Matzal B'Yayinim, ask the Ran on the Yerushalmi, how can we be Ma'akev the Sud Halach B'Shabbos? After all, is it drasha which says V'lo Yavar? Zakaran. There are shoots of Shaina will hold that you have to be Magdim Sudas Purim and the Purim of Sholish to Friday. Rabbi Say. Which cloud, Daniel, everybody listen carefully. Which cloud, Chaira, are you being violative of if you push the Suda off until Sunday? Naniach, it can't be in Shabbos. There's a cloud called Terakula. Says what? Mitzvah Baba Yatza Al Tachmitzed. There's a cloud of Eimavir and Ala Mitzvahs. There's a cloud of Reason Magdim and Mitzvahs. So why can't you, why shouldn't you make the suit on Friday? So the Ran reads through this whole question, this whole issue. And the Ran has quite a long arichus here, as you can see. And he says, I looked at this Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi doesn't really explain whether it's only for Isim Bizmanan or for it's also for Magdimin to the Yamaknisa. Do you go related to the Yamaknisa? The Gemara has a lashon of the Gemara that Simcha is only noyheg bismana. So the Ran says a vart. It's right here in the bottom of the Ran where the second hand is. We have time to go through the whole thing. The Kronami, the bottom of this hand is. The third hand. The Simcha Yava, Krieg, like Simcha, Mishal Kap, Mishal Fish, Nitin, the Tari, Zmana, Midal, Tesva. The Tari gave two different zmanim, which is highly unusual for any yomtiv, which is using mikveh exactly on a specific time. The sphere line bahani the magdimi mishum yoyim aknisa, but there's a yom aknisa issue. What's the chafar shem yom aknisa magdimi loyim aachron? There's no ichur till Monday. You can't go to 16 and 17. Tilchach shem shadam ein el lekriyav leil simcha. The entire Yisayit of the Gemara of Agdama is built on a tension between right away, Yom HaKnisa, etc. All this are halachais of Kriyas HaMegillah, but they're not necessarily halachais of Simcha. Simcha on Purim is Be'ikar, is Mitbatei through Sudas Purim, unless you're an Ani, Rachmal Atzlan, then you can say the Simcha is Mitbatei, but how? But the money that you get, that's money that you give. Halalai alzo mekayim that simchas pirim by what? By giving. Chas v'shalom that gets. Even chas v'shalom, because chas v'shalom needs getters. Because if we wouldn't have mekablim, love what give it, then you'd end up like the briskers. They'll end up like the briskers who, he ended up like the briskers who, you all know the story, they found ani kasher mechala shitas, and they found him chanukah time. They locked him up in a cellar until Purim to make sure that they should be able to Mekayim, Matanah Sevyayim, Kilchot, the police story. The police came and this, they were hostages. They held Lakewood. Okay, right, Eliezer? It's a true story. Anyway, so we shouldn't make Chayduk of hostage situations, unfortunately, too sensitive. The kitzur, so what comes out of this, Rabbi Sai? What comes out of this is the simcha loy dibar cost of klal afisha ainu ruin l'zman macher. What is a few times? Yeah. My son decided that he has to start fart some briska stuff, so he wants to hear Baruch Zachar again. So he said, where is he going to go to the shul? So I'm telling him, he's going to go, we heard it here, and then he's going to go to Shemana. I said, my time is, he cheat us, he's not racing Shemana, because he's Tanakh, the Kriya. So he said, you're right, I can't be a hypocrite. So therefore, he waited till the Baruch feast. And he discovered something that finally is good. The Bible Kriya was Yaitu, but that raises all sorts of other issues. Why? Because he listened around the shul and there wasn't a minion. And many Vibra Kriyas don't have minyanim. We finally, I said, wait a second. It was a little touchy because they attack 8-9. I had to tell Raburi to, oh, hold a second. Because the Manusha, if a man wants to be, says the women can be Yaitu without a minion. And this is an interesting question. Kemat, all the vibe. In a good shul, the rabbi will tell you, vibe kriya. You make sure to have 10 people on the spot. The time to make a vibe kriya is right after davening mamish. You got to keep men here hostage, because otherwise, hostage come minion. And how can you learn from the Sefer Torah without a minion? To bezoin to the Sefer Torah. There's no bracha, okay, whatever. So still, all sorts of interesting questions. And I'll tell you another thing, it's a maimer. I tell him another thing, it's a maimer muskar, which came up. That's a good cash. Does he eat the matzahs? Then they called me up this week. How many, you want some chabura matzahs? I said, I'll take a few. How much is this year? It's only $80 this year. Only $80. So, there by side, I can only say that the other, just as a picante de gazach, another is the Santa Shiloh, which came up. He says, he tells me a briska chumra. He says, in halacha state, that you should give the dal parsha to anashim chashuvim. We don't give anim valid dal parsha. Okay, so the rabbi gets created. The problem is that this creates a problem. Why does it create a problem? Huh? Now here we did oifu. So they gave it to the chassan, and they brought in from the retirement list, one's a friend Ozzy to be the gaba. You missed all the interesting stuff here, the Shabbos. And he calls him up, a Muslim, a Choshev, with a whole list of things. So I said, the reason he did that is because state, you have to have a Choshev, a Zayla, a Gemach, a Bachar, a Muslim, a Choshev. I'll say this is a matter of the brisk. They gave Rabbi Shua to be honest. That's the worst position to be in. Why? Because you have to read along with the Baal Kriya. If you're reading along with the Baal Kriya as an Oidla, what can't you do? Think a second about it. Can't listen properly. So you can't listen properly. How do you write? So what he has to do is he has to be writing with his own Kriya. The problem with that is, no, what's the problem? No. Well, let me look at Kenya. Let me look. What's the problem? Tell me, he also has to have a minion. So normally, when you get an aliyah, it's like, whoa, nobody has to hear you. So what do they have to do? He has to read it loud, and he has to position 10 people.
So there's 20 people.
So they have to hear his kriya, and another 10 people have to hear the kriya for the whole tzibur. Yeah. So Gemara asks his kasha l'gabim mikra megillah, and then Gemara answers the words chaviv. Is mishtamin. Who says Kriyas HaTorah of Kriyas Parshas Zachar is Chavim? The Gemara says that the Megillah doesn't necessarily say it on Parshas Zachar. Okay, these are the amusing briska shaila was the machzach meshpilzach. Let's go back to this. So the Ram says the Leyaver is only said a Mikra Megillah. And there's no problem of Simcha, which is Sudas Purim on Sunday. Demiri says, Shabbos Atzma Neigin, Simcha Suda Baisa Yoyim. In Provence, go to the Miri Pesach on page 3. Chiddush Atzma, they made Sudas Purim on Shabbos. You hear that? The Neigin Simcha Suda Baisa Yoyim. Obviously not in Provence, because they don't have Tezvam in Provence, unless they had a Chveith. Mukum Chayma. Mukum Chayma Dach Shabbos, Kshir Purim is for Shabbos, Kshir Purim is for Purim, Shul Bnei Krachim. Ubizman Shayim Makatul Viria, Shal Madar Shemel Shayim. Zachiv, this is a whole different question, which we'll get to. Bli Nev, Lai Mishim Kasuda Baisa Yayim. Begil Atzmei to read on Friday. So the Marabach has this Shaila of Pur Meshulish, and he says, Mikra is how it works out, and this is the basis for the subsequent Nihug Bizmanenu. Mikra Megillah is Yudalid. We're Magda Mikra Megillah. Matana Savyainim, Einayim Shal Nevniyim Mesuz of Mikra Megillah, Yudalid. Kriya Satayra, Shabbos. Because all we're not guys around Kriya Satayra, what Kriya Satayra are we talking about, the Bais Say? What Kriya Satayra? V'yavei Amalek. When did they do a V'yavei Amalek under Pur Meshulish? As the master. What does that mean? When is Parshat Zachar? Parshat Zachar was this week. And that's all too. Not a problem. Parshat Zachar the week before. But when did I do the Kriya Vayavi Amalek? Sunday? First time I make Kriya Satayra on Sunday? It's not Purim. When did I do the Kravitz on Shabbos? Good Shaila. Amincha? What's my Amincha? Good Shaila. When did you do Kriya Satayra? Shabbos. Alanisim? No, Rabbi Say. What day? Shabbos. Suda? Zakti Rishalmi? Sunday. Why? So let's go back to the money. Always follow the money. Right, Rabbi Say? However, he says, I'm not sure if this is correct. And he says, look in the Rambam, it's not Masha that way. And therefore, he says, the Bavli doesn't hold that way. And therefore, he paskins, you make the Suda on Shabbos. When you do Shlachmanis, don't do that, Pesach, not nice. When do we do Shlachmanis according to the Shita? Shabbos. Awesome. And now we go back to what we said earlier. I finally got to what Pesach said. That the Shlachmanis is used for the Kiyum of the Suda's Purim. Why? Because what can't you use on Shabbos? So right now, we have a whole different yug. The Malbach was not accepted Ladina. The Karban Asano, among others, is Deichen the Malbach, and he says the Suda is on Sunday. Why? Because the Iker money for the Suda comes from Matana Thalagainim, not from Lachmanis. Right? Even though it's a fairish Gemara that Lachmanis has to be edible that day, so it should be possibly also be used for Matana Thalagainim. And the Chinabi, it's a Lachmanis. Lachmanis. Okay? Why? I'll tell you why. Because Chazal will mock it on Matana Thalagainim. Because they wanted Evan to be able to choose what he wants to eat, not what you think he wants to eat. Okay? So he says, Royal Shlachmanis for Shabbos. The other place can bring this Malbach, the Knesset Gdaila, and he said, the Kiyam is Manas. The kiyum of Shleich Manas has to be dafka tied to the Suda. But he says, Lemaisa, even though they were talking about places where they had Erev, so you can do Shleich Manas on Shabbos, Lemaisa,
the minig became, he says, to be mekayim shlachmanas on Friday, because that's when we do matanas lavyayin. Why can't do matanas on Shabbos? Can't do matanas on Sunday? It's too late. Why not? Why can't we do matanas on Sunday? Because he's choishes for the shita that you do the suit on Shabbos. You can't do matanas on Sunday. So Lamaisa, we are now in already. We've got to the Achrona Sheira. And that is the Machlek Sapaiskim, the Chaz Ish, brought here on page 4. Here's the Knesset Gedolah. Let's see the Knesset Gedolah. He says, Shalaych Maras Bachem B'Shabbos. And he cites his Radvaz. And he says, how could that be? The Pasuk says, you may mishtav simcha mishloach manis l'rei. All has to be on Purim. All has to be the day of Makayim the simcha, which is the Suda. How do you divide them all up? When you read the Megillah, why should Mechan Shabbos? The words, you Mechal Shabbos. And he cites something called Tikkun Nisach, who's obviously some fire shagal that we don't know about. Zok to Chazanish. No, give us a call. La'amar Nira. And here comes his tremendous chiddush, which you'll see in a moment is not Ladino. The Chal Tesvav B'Shabbos to Bnei Krochim Kairim Be'er Shabbos. Megillah, everybody agrees, it's Friday. Magdimin. What's the Shleich Manais? Why he decided to make this into abbreviations, I'm not sure. Matanis Lavyoinim, anybody ever see this abbreviation before? Mem Lal Lamed Aleph Beis. Be'erv Shabbos, or the like, and my Shakasa Bakar Manasano. Or Belava Chinirudim, and Mashalach Manatos, Einem Mischalkin. You can't divide them up, like you said, Avram. Look at the screen. L'chein la'yiskira b'gomar v'shalach manas d'b'chlam matanas l'v'yayinim. They're inextricably linked together. They're the same yisayit. He says, now we get to the p'sak halacha. The Magaram brings this from Al-Bach, the m'shalach manas v'chal mishtu v'simcha. Maybe it's in mitcham tosi v'vayinim. Aye, the Mikra Megillah is mugdol miyam v'knisa. That's because the ikazmanim of the forum is yedalit. Yem to Zion, Shani Yem and Nestle of Dinabay El Suda, Muskaris, Birushalmi. Here we are Semechad Yerushalmi because the Chayer Mikra Din, we have a major problem with Tezayin. Tezayin runs into what we said. How could you do anything on Sunday this year, Rabbi say? Tezayin's Layavar. How could you do anything on Sunday? This is the problem that the Paiskim have to deal with. So let's see what the Halacha Psuka here is. Tetazayin Machaber. Yaim Tezvav Shachalias Bishabis. Ain Karina Megillah Bishabis. El Magdim LeChrist and Barab Shabbos. That's the one thing everybody seems to agree on. Why? Because we already established from Medina the Gemara, there's such a concept of being Magdim LeChrist and Megillah, so it's no problem. Begaven Ma'ais Matanis Anyainim Umachalkim Aisi Bay Bayayim. Matanis Lav Yainim has to be Medina de Gemara, Einam Shalanim, Nesuyas Lamikra Megillah has to be the same day. So these two, where we are, Kavua has to be Friday. What about Kriya Satira? Yaim Shabbos, my team Shnei Sarim, Vesheni Yavimalik, Medina de Chazal, this is the Kana of Yavimalik. You gotta lane it sometime. So you'll say, lane it on a Friday? Maybe. But we have no Indian source for taking out a Sefer Torah on Friday.
We certainly take out a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. So you'll say, but Yom Malik is not a din of an aftira. Yom Malik is a kriya. Why am I making it into an aftira? Good shaylach of kriya satira. You're turning Vayavi Amalek into a aftira. What's the source for that? What's the source for that? Vayir Mal Nisim on Shabbos. Why? Because it's Tesvav. What's the definition of Al Nisim? Rabbi Say. What's the definition of Al Nisim? Before I forget, I think you did Dana Rubitzakai Bigalizen Sinik Shiva. Anybody know this? Yitzchak Bigalizen. I saw that his sister was Nifter. Robertson Schechter, I think was the name. Rabbi Say, why does Al Nisim have to be on Shabbos? Why can't Al Nisim be on Friday or Sunday? What's the answer? What's the taich of Al Nisim? What's it mugdar as? Me'ein ha-me'oira. When did the Me'oira take place? In Yerushalayim, and Mekaf M'chayma. Can't land it on the... We don't say, here in Chutzlar, it's on a regular year, do we say Al Nisim on Shishan Bir? Okay, that's a trick question. That's a trick question. Why is it a trick question, Heshi? Because really we do. Because then benchment on a regular year. When do you bench? And believe it or not, the Paiskim say this. The Paiskim say this. The benching late, one of the inyanim comes out of benching late. The Suda's Purim, we start B'yayim, and we finish a night highlight of whatever. One of the inyanim is Taka, because Shushan Purim could be far as a Chanal and Isim too. Because it was a Ma'ira of Purim in another place. Fine. But the Iker Din of Al Nisim has to be in Shabbos. The Mishabura asks the Kasha, why not Erev Shabbos? He says, Mishabura, interestingly enough, in Tezvav, he says in line 3, if you can mark it for me, Pesach, Mishayel v'darshan bay b'yayim b'hilchus Purim, k'day she'yizkiru inin hayayim. Because you're not laying the Megillah. I would say, maybe there's an Indian specific, I'm certainly going to try this, for Zomach and Adrosh on Shabbos, this coming Shabbos, and specifically get the Eilim together, to Mekayim a Zecher, to this, even though Mikra didn't think Gemara is only talking about Yerushalayim, and not here, because for us it's already Shushan Purim, but Sadad Arachadu, when it comes to Limitatari, you want to be Mekayim. Fine. Why not? So the Mishabur is mighty blush in Yerushalmi. Why? Because the price can bring it. And Chavtes says, "Chayin mashamei apaiskim." He knows he's bringing the Rishalmi. What about the Iker Din, the Bavli? There's no Bavli exactly on point. So we go to the Rishalmi. What about Mishloach Manas? Who didn't memele Shloach Manas? Can't be a Rishon. Maril Chaviv. That's the Maral Bach that I mentioned earlier. Herchlechir to the Bavli Shalano Ain Sever came with Daicha Sudi B'Shabbos. Vasa came Maisi B'Shalayim. There were always Gedalei Olam. Ranging from the Marbach to the Mabit, all them who did unusual things in Yerushalayim, right? Going all the way down to the Tkiah Shaifer Ben Bezdin and the Shechita Sepesach of whom? What was his name? No? Thomas from the Enoch of the Chum Sefer, the grace of Yerushalayim, the Karav, no? Eliezer, what's his name? Can't remember this. Give a slaving, yeah. Huh? He was laid the blue shifer in Shabbos 1 year as a Zuckman because Galton has in the Chaimus Yerushalayim, Daphne Blazen, and also Mysa came Yerushalayim here to the Moral Bach did it too. Gapas like Mother Shabbos came on the same Masuda. So he held that the Suda and Tachmanis was Shabbos. How about Pesach? Come Pesach, yeah. Give you ice. Radvaz, it's a whole different. We'll get to glad we talk about Pesach. But the Shachnar, and again, Kadash, Magan of Rum, Tuesday, the Behuda, all of them hold like this. But they outvoted. Like the Shachnar. We name Pichadish, Ice, the top of Gil Bashavis, come Achrein, Chok, Matirin, because you can use it as a Limud. Adkan, the Achra of what we have now. So when Lamaisa is Maisa Matanis of Yainim given in Purim Shulosh? So if you go down to the next page, right, Moshe Marker Park was quoted often by Rabbi Luditsky because exchanges of a thing with him. Says, as soon as Purim, we'll see how the Rabbi Weiss's psak is soon. The man of B'yayim Echad of Shabbos, it could be done either on Sunday or Shabbos. No, the left column. Yesh Mishar Mishavs man of Sudar B'yayim Shabbos, like Nogakane, you can do it in B'yayim Shabbos too. Kamak Yesh Mishitim Tash Sudar B'yayim Shabbos, Yesh Mishar Mishavs man of Sudar And the Rayesh Miyad lets his day sheet to zoo. Okay, when do we do Matanis Lavyanim in such a year? So on the right side, Mitzvah Matanis Lavyanim is man of the increase of Erev Shabbos. And Nim Shalom Suzuka Megillah, call up Pesha Dad nice and way. Call up Pachas Eaton Karel, Shnei Niam Bain, Mephrizim, and McCuffin on that day, which is not so easy to Makayim this year, by say, Friday. They should this was nice chumrah you're looking for. You got a chumrah. You give food. The kesef, I guess, problem, but the food has to be edible on Sunday. It's not Purim, right? So you tell me, what is it? It's not Purim, but what is it? Friday. Friday! Not enough to get drunk, Erev Shabbos, Samach on Shabbos. Shleich Manas is a machlaikis, so that rice paisch is not a yam aleph. Specifically, Purim, if Chenemig Birshalayim. So now let's go to Parkov. What is Birshalayim? Does you know anybody who makes this Purim on Shabbos? Then they bring the Chazanish. Talk about it. What did Rabbi Shimer do? He made three suddas? At least two? Huh? No chumras here? This would be such a geschmacka.
Maybe we added something, a little bit, an extra dish on Shabbos.
Okay. Adkan, the basics. There are all sorts of side issues. Katan Shehigdol. As I said, Benegay to us and Zman Suras Purim and Erev Shabbos. The three questions are this major battle of when? Shachris, Mishun Kvayt Shachris, which is the Lashon of the Ramah. On Purim Shachal Erev Shabbos is mentioned already in the Rishonim, Mibayd Yoyim, and the Rishonim say, Uparis and Mapa Makachim, and we're going to spend a lot of time this week on this halacha, which may or may not be in the game as Manenu Pyrus Mapa Makadish. At least you should know what the Sugya, the Gemara here, is talking about. And there are all sorts of questions like Avi Ritzei or Nisim Bechuv. The Rav has his own unique approach to Matana to Pur Mishulish. I'll share with you some of his Mara Makaymas. Like this. Come on, Pesach. You can't chafayis everything. So I'm using the old print of the Sefer. Let's take this down for the moment. So he starts with the Mechaber. A test of Shechal B'Shabbos, you can take this off too. Divide it up in the three ways that we have it. And the problem, he says, is the Mechaber is silent. Go back to the Mechaber, please, Pesach. I think it was page two. The Mechaber is silent when you send Shleich Manos. So Rabbi Weiss says it's pasha to him. Keep this up here because we're going to need it for the Shir Pesach, so you don't have to go back to the page two, to the Mechaber. So he says, what happened to Mishlach Manas? Why do Mechavras men Mishlach Manas? So one Pashto way of saying is, no, Schneller, next page, page 4, sorry, there you go. Where's Mishlach Manas here? Freeze. That's the whole thing, Halach above. So, Kipshita, you can say Mishlach Manas is a Chalik Asura's Paru. Because, as we said, there is a Sfara that, who's asking here? Those of you who are on, there will be a shir today, but because of the clock change, I'm sorry. The Rav was, I announced this, both an email, you got to keep track of the emails. The Rav asked for a half hour later start today because he wasn't able to recalibrate based on the clock change yet. So he's going to come on, he said, in 10 minutes. Everybody hang on here. I'm just going through the basics of Pur Mishulish. So the Machaber L'chayra was Pashut that Mishlach Manas is on the same day you make the Suda. The Holy Yisrael Mishlach Manas is to make sure you have enough assets for the Suda as is Mavir in the Paiske. However, in every single aspect of these 3 days, there is a Machlaikas in the Paiske. As we know, there's a Halacha of Shemi Avarenu. As we know, the halacha psuka is that we're magdim kriyas and megillah to Friday, and we know that matanas al yayinim has to be Friday. Everybody seems to agree on those 2 points. The Shulchan Aruch says al nisim and vayavei amalik and Shabbos lechayra. Everybody agrees. The big battleground is, as we said, based on this Yerushalmi, when is Sudas Purim? And we went through the Shita of the Ran, the Shita of the Yerushalmi, that it's on Shabbos. We went to the Ran who brings Mishem Ra'ah, that Sudas Purim has to be on Friday because it's a halach of Lo Yavai or Ischal on the Simcha too. Because Niskarim v'Nasim, Schir v'Asi, have to be at the same time. The Ran's Teretz of Loyaver is only a Mikra Megillah, not on Simcha. And then we come to the famous Shita of the Maralbach, who says that the Stimas of the Bavli is Mechiyach to the Tchelik with Yerushalmi. The Stimas of the Rambam, who doesn't mention it, he only says Magdimas Krimas Adili Abdallah, doesn't say anything about the Suda. The Rambam is strangely silent about the Suda. I don't think we have a Rambam here, Pesach, so I have to be ready to call up a Rambam, not now, if the Rav wants one. And but according to Smral Bach, Asa Maisa of Purim on Shabbos Kodesh, Sudas Purim. So now I ask you a Shiloh, Rabbi Sayyid. According to Smral Bach, how do you distinguish Yesudas Shabbos from Yesudas Purim? The answer to that.
No.
That's enough. Yesudas Purim is Riboy Eichlin Sasuda. Yesudas Purim has two dinim attached to it. It has the Achila part and it has the Shtia part. The Shtia part, and every year we talked about this, he actually stopping. Before the Suda. Many Paisim say no. Many Paisim say Lipsume has to be. You're not stop drinking with your Chaverim on the night before Zichanish. So all this stuff they do the night before has no Shaykhs to Purim, it's a party. But what about in the morning? Not this year, in a regular year. No. Can we say Lipsume period in the morning? And Neil Kahn wants to know about Mishlach Monos, whatever that is. Huh? Why not in the morning? Because the Paiskim will hold that Mishlach Puria is a chelik of the students Purim. No, no, not this year, regular year.
Yeah, make a
who met the student in the morning? Oh, so Ron brings up an interesting minute. This is your students Purim.
Morning is the
Ikka Suda. The Ikka Suda, you make a Suda every year. You make an early Suda. You invite all your family to Mekayim Mishpacha. By the way, I saw a fascinating psak in Yeshurun from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe held, I'm doing some Er Musgar, that on Purim Shechal Friday, if the question of starting before Chatzais or after Chatzais without your family, just the two of you, which happens, you know, in many families, because I'm not waiting, or waiting for the family to come, you wait for the family to come. I was matmiya this psak. And the answer is pashut. There's a ferish halacha in the Megillah. Purim, a chelik as soon as Purim is what, Rabbi say? No denil. What's a chelik as soon as Purim? Mishpacha, mishpacha. You have to have guests as soon as Purim. Preferably mishpacha. If not, anybody, as I said earlier, anybody who needs to have a simcha tikkah as soon as Purim, for whatever reason, their children go out of flour, whatever, cordially, gladly invited to Asuda because we are Mishpacha. Right? What closer Mishpacha than people you learn with together?
But you don't give me the address.
233 Road. So Pesach wants to know what's Subanisim Braiva. No, you don't need to come on to that Pesach. Mishpacha, Mishpacha, the Kalach. Are they stating in the Megillah before us? Move up a Paiskim. So Kapana Rabbi Sai. So how did I get to this? Or Moshe says it's better to be Mekayim Mishpacha Mishpacha than to be Mekayim washing before Chatzais on Erev Shabbos. I don't know about Shachias, which you're running into a real serious problem. This I don't know because it was just a short psak from Moshe, but I was very intrigued to see this psak. Radvaz says if all the Mrs. Maishias in Mekayim Yedalin, then there's a chashash that the Mukafim who normally count 30 days from Purim, will get a wrong day of Pesach, because they'll be Magdim Pesach 1 year, and then Achar Shel Pesach, they'll be eating chametz, because they're going to count 30 days from the wrong day, not from Yedalot, from Tezvav, they're going to count from Yedalot. So there was a famous kuntris from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld that was printed for those of you who are coming, waiting to come to see the Rav, because of the clock time change. We negotiated that he would come on around 12:30, so everybody hang on here, he'll be on soon. I'm going through the basics of Purim Mishulsh. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Vonnefeld wrote a famous kuntra of Purim Mishulsh, and he says the reason why the minig became to be Daicha Sudil Yoy Mishain is because it was a stira to Shabbos. In Yerushalayim, having a suit on Friday is a steer to Shabbos. You're tarud v'achanas tarche Shabbos, and you can't be mechavim properly for the suit on Shabbos. Chiddush Otzim on Friday, and therefore they would daik it to Sunday. A new time, not find any Rishonim. Machron Gim is only increase in Megillah, unless you want to go like the Ran, like the Ran. Okay, that's true. That's important to show him. So, why Taka can't we do the Yerushalmi and do the Sudat Shabbos? So, another reason is brought is because of the Miri says in the Kolboy, because of the Mishlech Manas. Why can't you give Mishlech Manas on Shabbos? And now we come to Pesach's Aruch HaShulchan. Go ahead, Pesach. Remember, I always try to be Mekayim my. I'm not making this hospital of any type of a nether. But I want to make sure that I. Go ahead. Okay, different topics. So I'll tell you Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says the reason why you can't have a Mishlech Maris and Shabbos, the Ein Kainin Kinyan B'Shabbos. A chiddush atzum. Factor of them sveg kashas. First of all, it's connected to first pesach and the shulchan aruch and shin chav gimel. We allow to be kinder on kinder Shabbos tarchi Shabbos. Somebody sends you a bottle of wine, you allow to be kinder on Shabbos to use it for kiddush. They were not. You can do a little bit on a lachlavzer, a kinyan lulav on yantiv. So Elamai, you'll say maybe what they really meant was a gzera on gzera derabba, what is no erev. We don't make our own gzeras. The Chazanish in Siman Kuf Nun Hey has a chiddush atzum, and he says the reason why they are not allowed to do it because maybe it's Uda the Chayil. Sending packages is Uda the Chayil. Big chiddush, big plea. The mitzvah. Rav Shlomo Klug comes up with a brilliant insight. It says, the time of Chodesh and Purim, when the Stava Adwa Yada, listen, guys, and Shabbos, you cannot get drunk. Rabbi Sai, a Musar to the Olam. He says, a brilliant Dvar to Shlomo Klug. On Shabbos, we would at Stava Zachar Esyayim HaShabbos Lekadshai. Getting drunk for Sudas Purim is a stira. What a musavart. Ayid has to walk around all Shabbos with Zachar Sam Shabbos Lakatshe. As Meshika can.
The whole year.
Okay. That's going to finish here.
A few years ago, we had a Friday. Well, we had a Thursday program, we had a Friday program. It was the best Kabbalah Shabbos I ever heard.
Meaning what? Everybody became instantly instantly sober.
No, they're into it. They're singing and dancing. They're having a good time.
What does that mean? What kavanah do you have Shabbos Kodesh? I'm telling you, Shlomo Klug, everybody knows Shlomo Klug was a big misnagid, by the way. Where does Shlomo Klug live? Brod. Brod was a hotbed of in the middle of Poland, in the middle of Galicia, surrounded by Hasidus in all places. The brother Kloys were big misnagid. He wouldn't have allowed this. He wouldn't have allowed Shlomo Kalbach to take over Purim Shachal Friday or whatever. By the way, we're going to test this year. We'll see what Kabbalah Shabbos looks like on this Friday afternoon.
Issue?
No, this shul, the zikr won't be an issue. But go next door, see, it was Titzchlot. Yeah. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch, Shteitah, Nisim Yisayin Shabbos. Not on Yudalit. Back to Beis Yosef, why shouldn't we say Al Nisim on Yudalit since you carried a Megillah on Yudalit? Vaharaya, one of the brachas in the Megillah, Shas Nisim, let me say no. If you're making a brachas Shas Nisim, why don't we say Al Nisim? No, Rabbi, say, what's the terrors of this kasha? So the Rebbe will have to deal with this. I'll pee the Radvaz, but it's a good kasha. Good kasha. Next problem is Bircha Shekhiyonu. Somebody tell me when he comes on. Hope he's coming on soon. Machaber and Ramah in Tafresh Sadek Aleph have Machlaikis. When do you say Shekhiyonu? Do you say Shekhiyonu only in Mikra Megillah B'layla? That's Shulchan Aruch. Or do we say Shekhiyonu on Mikra Megillah of the day also? And this is Machlaikas Mishnah Chaver and Ramah. And the Ramah famously paskin to Machta Shekhiyonu and the Creed of Megillah in the morning. And in addition, said the Magen Avraham, when you make the Shekhiyonu in the morning, you mecham to me poiter the Shekhiyonu the mitzvah sayyayim. Regi chai chashayla, Rabbi Sai. Regi chai chashayla. Why can't you make this Shekhiyonu have this kavanah at night? So the Rav has this in the Santa Shaila. Poor Mishulush. Can you make a Shekhiyonu a Yom Dalit to be part of something for the next day? You hear the Shaila Yitzchak. Yitzchak. Guterman, Rega Hashaila. We, B'nai Ashkenaz, use the Shachiyana of the Mikra Megillah of the morning to pater the Mitzvah Sayyim. Can you use the Shachiyanu and a Purim Shulchan this year on Friday?
Shabbos?
The Shabbos.
How can you make Thursday?
Dr. Pesci, what's the kasha? On Hanukkah, you make one day, and it's good for the whole Yantif. The Teretz is, it's one mitzvah. That mitzvah, you make only the first time you encounter the mitzvah, at Lucas Neris. Here, you're using the Shachiyonah for four mitzvahs. Mikra Megillah, Tanislav Yadnev, Shleich Manais, Sidus Pidim.
They go
on
one day?
No, they're not all day full of Mishulish. Not at all. That's good. That's the whole. Can you buy from Kate a Shechiyonu on different mitzvahs? Nu vazak ta'ilam then. Yes or no? No? That's what we're talking about.
No, I'm saying it's
it's in Yom Shriyayim. What are you going to be Dairish this Shabbos, Rabbi Sai? I'm giving you now, even in Chuslar, slave by Yerushalayim, Parkov, by the way, has a chiyuv, to get up on Shabbos afternoon and go find yourself, as a Rebbe Shnishda, go find yourself, whoever you consider to be your Rebbe, and go find, and go sit at a drasha. As I state, Darshan Minyan HaShalayim, a Ferish and Gemara. And it's not Nichlak at all. We don't have that chiyuv, because for us, Purim is only on Shabbos is mostly Shushan Purim, which is not Negatas Lamaisa. Except, as we'll get to the question of Tachnun in a moment, there's no question. The Machlekes and the Paiskim would say Tachnun Sunday now. So, my Rebbe's Chutzah is Ramot. Ramot. Okay. You can't walk from your place to remote. It's chutzot chumam, it's chutzot chum. But kvish remote is not settled all the way down.
No, it's big shadow. It's chutzot chum.
Why? Are you driving the thing? It's lined on all sides. What do you mean?
It's
a big half of the highway. Okay. You mean around Ramat Shlomo? There's a highway to go, but there's no houses there. Gotcha. Okay, so what's the Shaila Rabbi say? Let's say it doesn't work. So should you do, is there an Indian to go out and get a pre or a bag at Chodesh? I'd like in Rosh Hashanah. So the Rav has been signed to a fascinating machlekes, is the way word he'll use. I don't know if he's going to get to it, because there's 15 halachas before. A machlekes in the Pri Megadim and the Bir Halach. The Pri Megadim holds that the Shechiyonu at night patters the mitzvah hayayim. Frek de bir alacha. Can we get up Tafresh Sadek Aleph maybe? I don't know. I'm just worried he's going to come on and he's going to need all this stuff. And they'll take a half hour to scroll back. Frek de bir alacha. How could you have the Shechiyanu at night if the mitzvah is man of the mitzvah hasn't arrived yet? This is the kasha. I commend everybody who came on, waiting for the Rav to come on. He's obviously late. I hope he remembers. In 2 minutes, I'm going to give him a call. I'm assuming Ramat Chaim. I think. Yeah. Okay. Just a question of him. Not a problem, Tak, as you said. So the top right side of Caliph, let's put up this Shaila de Biralacha here. The Plex Supreme Gun de Biralacha. Pesach, can somebody, Eliezer, can somebody put up Mishabur and top right side of Caliph?
Am I getting something here? Yeah. No, I need the. This is what? This is the Shulchan Aruch. I need the Mishabura and the Bir Halacha. Is there any way to get a text of us? I have. Wait a second. I gave the wrong site. Second. Cover static base. I made a mistake. I'm off by one. Shetazai in Shechiyanu. Ubay b'yayim ain echayzim varach Shechiyanu. I'm in the mechaber in the beginning of Tafre static base. Varach v'shasa nisim Shechiyanu. Haga shteit n'rama. If you can make this bigger. Rabbi Yisai, for those of you holding on here, the Rav should be coming on momentarily. Haga. Yashayim the Apiyim the Api Biyayim Mavarach Shechianu Tor B'Shem Ben Tav Barash V'Magid Chayin Noig B'Chol Medina Silu says Mishabura Menachan Lachavin Baruch Shechianu Gamal Mishayich Vadasus Purim. A good book we all answer that. A good the Gavel will announce that. Even without the mitzvah, you should make a shechianu in the morning on the day. Okay, it's time for me to call. I can get the Rav on the phone. Give me a second. Okay, so the Yeah, so by sight, I just spoke to Rob, he's coming on in a second. So let's finish this Bir Halacha here. So the question is, what do we need to tell you that you have to be mechavan al mitzvah sayayin? You need a shachiyana for the etzem day. I'll do a marsh of a lila megillah. That's when he made a shachiyanu, and yaita and the etzem is mine already at night. And he brings a prima gadim. Umasha mitzad and a prima gadim. It's in the umasha mitzad and a prima gadim. Where is this? Umasha mitzad and a prima gadim. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Masha mitzadah da prima gadim. The ladasa machabri yaitze b'chshon the laila b'shleich manasud ziyayim loy nihira. Here we have a mechleksini b'irlach and the prima gadim. Prima gadim says that according to the machaber who makes only one shechiyonu b'chlal, you are yaitze, the shechiyonu of the night works for the b'shleich manasud of the day. Zakhti b'shemur can't work. B'gamrit le b'shemur alay mashal kein. Okay. So to add here, Pesach from Rabbeinu Bali B'Smoishe. According to those Pesachim who hold that you make a Shechiyanu by day, which is the Ramah, and even the Mechaber is minded that you make a Sh'as Nisim, even though you made it at night. So Rav Moshe says, when it comes to Sha'asa Nisim, L'chala Deis, the bracha that you made at night doesn't work for the day. Why not? Because what's the yisayit of the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, Rabbi Isai? Alum this from Rabbeinu Bali B'Smoishe. What's Sha'asa Nisim? Sha'asa Nisim is a bracha of Persume Nisa. We're thanking the right time that you made Nisim for us. The bracha itself is a kiyum of Persume Nisa. Imtim Tzulayma. The bracha that you make before the Megillah is thanking the Rabban Shalaylam for the ability to be mefarsein the Ness through the Megillah. Because what's created the Megillah? Pursuit Menisa. So just like when before I drank this coffee, I have to make a bracha chayna. Before I drank this coffee, I thanked Rabban Shalaylam for the coffee. Before I'm inclined to mitzvah pursuit Menisa, Ravzan, okay? Or I'm a kind of mitzvah pursuit menisa with kriyas megillah. I have to make a bracha zakta maisha of shas and nisim, and therefore yaitza this way with whole kriyas megillah. Okay, Rav is here. Sorry, and remarkably, my mission not only held on; it was maisa v'heilach. We do not hear the Rav, so the Rav's mic must still be off.
You see and hear me now?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, so first of all, I apologize. I just forgot that they're changing the clock. So I was busy with people. So the moment that Shlomo called me, okay, here we are. So this week's topic, it's not very, really, very relevant for even in America. Purim and Shulish is a special privilege we have in Yerushalayim. And the next time we'll have Purim and Shulish will be in 20 years' time. So this is our opportunity. to speak about the sugya, but because it is not nogea in America, we will talk about Purim and Shulis, but our focus would be also on the topics that are relevant to Yin, Bekor, Mokrem, Shtei. So when Purim falls on Shabbos, this is a discussion in Megillah Davei Amud Aleph.
We have the basic Marmakimus and Childik. We're going to put on, it's not the not our normal Marmakimus, but we have the basic ones and Childik if the
Rav keeps. Just scroll down a bit on this page. I have saying before my eyes. Here we are down in Amud Beis at the Begat by the Bani. Megillah Mishabes Lo Karinan. The Kuli Ami. Everybody agrees there is no Megillah on Shabbos. The Gemara says that if Purim falls on Shabbos, for either Matin or Ma'achar, why don't we read Megillah on Shabbos? So, two reasons. The Rabbi says, famous this is somewhat of a mystery. It is so difficult to understand that Chazal were mevato mitzvahs d'oraisa because one ignoramus and amoris I forget about Shabbos. So Reb Purim is not such a tremendous terror because Reb Purim is only a mitzvah of the Kabbalah. It's not a mitzvah of the Rishon. They weren't mevatel the mitzvah entirely. They just said, let's have it a day earlier. But they knew that they were mevatel the mitzvah of the Rishon by shofars in the mitzvah of the Rishon. Such an amazing so we assume that there are additional reasons that need to speak up or not, but we won't get into that now. It's not our focus today. So what I said is there is no clear to Megillah on Shabbos, so we have a good reason, says another reason, that Neshe'enem Shalanim is source for Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah brought the entire congregation together because of the soup and it's about the smell of and they're kind of desperate. No, this is our day, this is our chance. So everybody is sure that's when they collect them in the okay? So a little concern for them here, as Al said, we're going to do Mikra Megillah on Friday night on Shabbos. So the Gemara clearly says, when Purim falls on Shabbos, the Megillah we read before Shabbos, which Shabbos. The Gemara does not discuss, you know, hey, I'm down. Let's scroll down to the next page. There we are. So clear Sami Gilah.
It's Yerushalmi.
We are, yeah, that's Yerushalmi. Clear Sami Gilah, we are Matadin. And so this point, we are Ma'acha, the Roman Ima. And that is why we read on the Friday, and so it's put on the Sunday, Rav Seira, Boya Kabelahu. Why do we push our students put on the Sunday? We ask for the Shabbos. Oh, hey, Pastor Swisson, you know, you should have a silver, actually, some hosted for the patient. You also said, she's some hosted for the patient. The Bali does not discuss when do we eat Sunday's food. But the Yerushalmi does. And the Yerushalmi says, we can't have Sukkot school on Shabbos, because the Megillah says, last night's person, you may mishdoch the Sukkot, but you should make these days in the Mishdoch the Sukkot. He said, so of course, if you have a reason, Shabbos expects some 6 days of creation. reason why this Shulchan Aruch says, and we go fast forward to the Shulchan Aruch. Where is that in our sheet? Yeah. Here we go. See, Yom Tov Shulchan Aruch says, ain't going on the Glebe Shabbos, I'm going to be on the Chutz of Yom Shabbos. And why is that? For the same reason that Yosef says, a name shall have him this world. For therefore, Matunas Chayim will always come together with this idea. The only chance we see this next story is sending Koyan to your own world for the month. Then, this is this week, I'm going to love Shabbos. And it's very notable. Why the Shulchan totally omits and ignores the Shulchan? He speaks about all the other mitzvahs. Kriyas Avigal, Matonas Darayin, Kriyas Avigal, Paranis, and Sulis Kulim. He says nothing about the Shulchan. Why is that? So the reason of the ruler, maybe you saw me. The Ashi Isa, or Mehmeda, what did Mehmeda say upon the scabby of the Shabbos? That goes without saying. And the one is that the Mishnah who recalls Maharal Chabib, Erech Lohiach, the Bami Shorano, and Soreneke, the Gatosh Asudu Bishas. Both the K Master B Usholan Gamish Mahesh Shabbos. Kemon is Hain Mahasa Udo. But the bands everybody says like the Shulchan Aruch. But I will have it was the Golden Usholan 500 years ago, and he's known as the Maharal Bach. And he argues the fundamental principle in Kohen of Sack. We all know if there's a Machlokes or a contradiction, the Bali always has the upper hand. And another opportunity we will discuss why is that. Why do we always fast in accordance to the Bible and not accordance to the Bible? But that is a well-known rule. The Allah says, when we are shouting against Allah, and we would expect the Bible to relate to that Allah, still as a Bible, Moitzio, Bidei, and Moshe. The Allah's argument is, why doesn't the Bible tell us when to make Sukkot? It's not only the Bible, it's the Bible as well. We do not find the Bible any mention. If that's for the fourth of Shabbos, when we make Sukkot, so the only explanation would be it's not a question. You make Sukkot on a Purim. Purim, at the end of the day, it's this. It is the only day in which we can say Abba Nissim. So there are Baha Amis, because neither the Rabbi nor the Rabbi deal with this question when we make some spoon. When putting them across the test for his Chal Shabbos, his spoon is more than any other spoon. They put him a spoon, and so is for the meaning of Shabbos. Ein Halach Kerelbach. I will cause of being Zami. We come back to the cup of the cup is on the very first page, second page. So this morning, yes, my portion, where are we, sir? They end up in bad time. Jane is missing the most of the human stuff. You shall be not in time. And why not? Why can't we do Shlomo's and shows? And why not? Our next source after the Lamb, we're going to come back to the Lamb. So the media also says, so this point, however, he doesn't talk about the slur of honest. The Rav says, also the schooling, and the Shloya Maris Shas. And it is the last paragraph in the lengthy Shuba of the Rav. Let's go to the very end. Maris Shloya was my body. Yeah, Maris said, Maris Shuda. I don't know how to about the sound of God. How are you supposed to send me swear monos and shots? Not to read the middle of Shelley Adam and the others. They should say, I mean, how are you supposed to send a slave of monks and chefs? If one breaks it, not the others, they should say, I mean, there would be totally unreasonable to assume that slave of monks is only monks and chefs or any of that wouldn't make sense. Okay, let's have a look at the Knesset of the Dolma. And the Knesset of the Dolma kind of has an issue today. It's like once on Friday. I'm going to have an answer. Knesset of the Dolma, let me give you a short introduction. Knesset of the Dolma was a kind business. It was one generation after this.